In Saudi Arabia, protests have not grown into a huge movement. That is in part due to intense pressure from the government and also to promises. Saudi Arabia has announced plans to hold long-delayed municipal elections next month. Also, King Abdullah has announced a multi-billion-dollar package of social benefits. But those moves are far from the demands of liberal reformers. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, even though Saudi Arabia is relatively quiet, young people feel caught up in the drive for change throughout the region.
From Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, a young blogger plays what he believes is his role in the youth revolution.
This is Hass Dinawi. I'm a Saudi citizen. I've hit the 26,000 marks, 26,000 hits on the blog.
Dinawi produces a popular website that features Arab hip-hop. He's introduced Saudi listeners to Egyptian artists with lyrics that reflect the politics of dissent and the celebration of a youth uprising that overthrew an Egyptian autocrat.
When you include revolution in it, people get more interested. You can revolt by a song, you can revolt by a picture, you can revolt by an article, and that's the beauty of it.
Young people didn't march on the streets of Saudi Arabia, but they see themselves as part of a movement that swept the Arab world, says Tarek Youssef, who heads the Youth Initiative at the Dubai School of Government.
They've not had a moment in the Arab world where they could, in fact, rally around a particular country or a significant person or a significant accomplishment. This is possibly one of those moments.
It's a sign of the long-term significance of the protests, says Riyad Khawaji. He has a security think tank in Dubai. Khawaji says the revolts of 2011 are on the same wavelength from Benghazi to Bahrain.
The same chance, the same demands. Compare, you're going to have a 99% match. So it's the same frustration across the pan-Arab world.
The common demands are clear. An educated generation wants the right to choose and change their leaders, an end to corruption, and they demand jobs. Tarek Youssef documented that discontent. He edited a book of field research that describes the severe limits of Arab economies and institutions to fulfill the demands. The 2009 book is called Generation in Waiting. The 2011 protests, says Youssef, have changed the stakes.
The expectations that have been raised, the questions that have been asked, the demands that have been put on the table. This is a profound change in the narrative of how Arabs see themselves, see their countries, see their rulers.
In this Saudi neighborhood, the noon call to prayer is thick in the air. But Ahmed Bagadu doesn't even look up from his computer. He's scrolling through the blog he's written since 2009.
SaudiDream.net. It has a slogan of tomorrow's accomplishments are today's dreams.
Dreams, he says, that come from a new sense of patriotism, a term that's come into fashion with young Arabs these days. His demands reflect online petitions signed by reformers.
I would like the government to say, okay, citizens, your voice counts. Tell us what you want. We want a true partnership, and this has to happen.
So far, young Saudis say they are deeply disappointed by the royal response. Disappointment is spreading in Egypt, too, where protesters are frustrated by the pace of reform. Is the Facebook generation prepared for setbacks? The question troubles Tarek Youssef. He says reform requires long-term pressure in a region known for incremental and reversible measures.
I think the biggest threat is loss of confidence, loss of faith, defeated expectations that might settle in after a while.
Toppling autocrats in Egypt and Tunisia may turn out to be the easy part. Deborah Amos, NPR News.